Sunday, September 29th. I was in total shock. 9:10 a.m. My mouth drops open. Again. For about the 10th time this morning as thoughts race through my mind. Do I want him? And he said I would give in? Does that mean he wants me too? What is going on? Noah gives me a half smile before disconnecting his eyes from mine and putting his toothbrush into his mouth. I navigate my way around Noah's towering body, trying to escape the bathroom. I practically fall onto the floor when I get into my room. Because what was that? My heart is pounding, and I don't know what to do. Noah has my head, and my body, completely frazzled. I search for my phone, immediately hitting Mohammed's number. He doesn't pick up. Shit. I try again, hoping he'll understand that this is urgent and he needs to answer. After 5 calls, I decide he isn't ignoring me and probably doesn't have his phone. Should I call home? No. My mom would freak out. I can talk to her about almost everything, but she tends to get too invested in the story and wants constant updates. My dad, well, he would throw an absolute fit. After all, I am sleeping in the room next door to Noah. I suppose I could talk to Helen, but it would be so awkward because, well, Noah is her son. Maybe I'll call Anna, talk to her about it, but I'm not sure she would understand. She has no context and doesn't know any of the people I would be talking to her about. Maybe that's better, though, to get an outsider's perspective. But what would I even say? I decide to open up a new text message, hoping writing it out might make it easier to explain. Hey, Anna. So, I'm kind of dating this guy, Harry, and his best friend is Noah, who happens to be part of my host family. Noah and I get along, for the most part, but we are always arguing about something. And Harry, he's kind of a dream. Well, when he isn't letting me down or having an emotional breakdown of his own. But last night, everything was perfect. After a rough couple of days, Harry came to the door after everyone was asleep and told me he wanted me to be his girlfriend. I said no, only because I think we should date first. I don't want to rush into anything, and that might be because I'm scared. Scared he's going to hurt me. But anyway, everything was perfect. We were all getting along. But then, this morning, Noah had to come in and ruin it all. Because my life can't just be simple. I can't have a boy like me and have friends. No, that would be asking too much. Because Noah decided to declare that he thought I wanted him. He put the moves on me, Anna. He told me he thought I liked him, and I'm pretty sure he told me that he liked me too. I mean, not too. That would require me liking him. Ugh. Anyway, he didn't say he liked me, but he said he would give in if I tried something with him. Such a guy thing to say, first off. And secondly, it was hot, Anna. I was in total shock. He was flirting with me. He had his finger on my lip, and I thought he was going to kiss me. I'm so confused, because Noah was sweet to me yesterday when I needed him, but Harry, well, I could probably give him my heart. The idea settles in my stomach. I erase the message, realizing I was making no sense, when Mohammed's name pops up on my screen. Where the fuck have you been? I've called about 1,000,000 times, I shout into the phone. Whoa, 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 I just saw your calls. What's up? He asks, obviously not too concerned. I have to talk to you about something, I say, sucking down a gulp of air. My chest is pounding from me just thinking about telling Mohammed what happened, and I'm not even sure if it's right to tell him this. I don't want to mess with their friendships. Mallory, what's going on? He asks. Wait, is Harry with you? I suddenly realize they might still be together. No, why? What's going on? He asks again. You have to promise to keep this secret. I drop my voice lower and look over to make sure my bedroom door is tightly shut. I also listen for any noise coming from the hallway. All right, he replies, urging me on.